Parenting can be tough. At SCAN of Northern Virginia, we believe parents deserve support, information, and resources to help build stronger families. We invite you to pause for a moment today and give yourself a few minutes to focus on your children and your parenting skills. This is a SCAN podcast for parents with special guest Leon Harris.
What do you think of when you hear the word discipline? Does the word punishment come to mind? Do you feel like your child's behavior is sometimes so bad that all you do is discipline? Well, discipline can actually be a positive experience for kids and parents. Don't believe it? Well, first, let's agree to call what we're talking about positive discipline, because discipline alone might just make us think of yelling and timeouts and other forms of punishment. But positive discipline is really about teaching your child how to behave, and not just reprimanding them when they're doing something wrong. A big part of positive discipline is setting limits and guidelines for your kids and praising them when they follow those rules. Children need parents to provide consistent boundaries, including physical boundaries, like not crossing the street alone, as well as rules that help them respect themselves and others, like not using curse words. Parents need to establish logical consequences for bad behavior, such as the loss of privileges, and they have to be ready to follow through with warnings. We also need to encourage and praise our kids when they practice good behavior. Now, bad behavior will happen sometimes. It's just a fact of family life. So how do we deal with it in a positive way? First, it's important to consider the underlying reasons our kids misbehave. Knowing these reasons can actually help us help them learn how to get their needs met more effectively. In addition to a desire for attention, a child might be sick or overtired. They might be frustrated or stressed out at school when they're learning a new skill, or they might just be pushing limits, which is what kids naturally do. Understanding why your child might be misbehaving can help you be positive in your reaction. So before yelling or punishing, you might start with talking. Or if talking's not likely to work at that moment, try a timeout. Now, I'm not talking about a timeout as punishment. Instead, give your child 5 minutes or some other appropriate amount of time to go sit somewhere quietly and just calm down. And maybe you need to take those same 5 minutes or so for yourself. Do that, and you're modeling positive behavior for them, as well as giving them a chance to cool off. And when you do sit down and talk, be clear about what rule they broke and offer them an alternative for the next time they feel like misbehaving. It's okay to show some emotion and disappointment when your child misbehaves, but focus on the bad actions and not the bad child. More importantly, focus on how your child can handle similar situations in a more constructive way the next time. You always want your child to know that you love them and you're there to help them improve their behavior and not just punish them for it. Positive discipline is an important part of our job as parents. It's how we teach our kids to behave, develop self-esteem, and practice self-control, and it can be a positive experience for everyone in the family.
This has been a SCAN podcast for parents, brought to you by a grant from AT&T. Learn more online at www.scanva.org.